Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary. It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Dictionary.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. Coming at you not live at all from Spencer's brain, Spencer's office, the quite jet-lagged Spencer, in fact. 2 days ago, what is today? I'm recording this in the Friday morning, a day and a half ago. I came back from a work trip in Europe, and boy, am I arms tired. Stupid Roger Rabbit joke. No, I'm very tired, and I gotta get back to the recording habit thing. I was gone for almost 2 weeks, and so my body was like, yeah, this is your new time. This is where you're living forever. And then I said, no, I gotta go back to Chicago. That is my time zone. So I'm just dealing with that whole thing. All right, let's get into the words. Maybe we'll have a couple of sips of a coffee throughout this to get us going. It's so sweet. That coffee is so sweet. How I like it. All right. The first word in this episode is the second form of the word free. F-R-E-E. Verb from before the 12th century. It looks to be only transitive. Number 1A, to cause to be free. I am freeing this podcast. Go be free, podcast. Live your life in the wild with all the other wild, feral podcasts. 1B, to relieve or rid of what restrains, confines, restricts, or embarrasses, as in free a person from debt. Oh, this would be such a good thing to free everybody from debt. No more debt anymore. Oh, that would be a good thing for Thanos to have done. Snap his fingers and free all the debt. Let's see if it works. I don't have the gems on my hand. Do you still have debt? Probably. Okay, to relieve or rid of what... Yes, debt is very restraining. It stops you from doing a lot of things. Confining, restricting, embarrassing. I do vaguely remember the word embarrass had some definitions that I was not familiar with, so that's probably what we're dealing with here. Oh, this is often used with the word up, as in free up space on the hard drive. I think my brain hard drive is full and I need to free up some space, but I deal with this all the time, dealing with video files, all those other things. You could put your stuff on the hard drive, and it takes up space, and at a certain point, you got too much stuff on there, so you either got to buy a new hard drive, which I think I need to do for this podcast, or you got to delete some stuff. And I don't want to delete anything. I want to keep everything, because I'm a hoarder. Okay, now we have 1C. The synonyms are disentangle and clear. Number 2 is obsolete. The synonym is banish. So I guess it's like you are freeing somebody from the town that you're in. We don't want you here anymore, so we're going to banish you. So we're going to free you. So we are free of you, maybe. Freer is a noun. And we have synonym information. Free, release, liberate, emancipate. And this word that I don't know... Manumit? Why is it that I come across words in the synonym sections that I have never seen before? M-A-N-U-M-I-T, manumit? We must find out what this word means. There's a lot of man words. We're getting close to the manumit, because there's the manual alphabet, which, you know, it's the sign language alphabet. Manumit is pronounced basically like I'm saying, the emphasis on the last syllable, manumit. It's specifically about releasing from slavery. So, all of those words that I read, they mean to set loose from restraint or constraint. Restraint, constraint. Free implies a usually permanent removal from whatever binds, confines, entangles, or oppresses, as in, freed the animals from their cages. That is what I would like to do. I know people who very much would like to release the animals from their cages because we are for animal rights, because animals should have rights. They have consciousnesses. They communicate. They are living things that feel. Just because they don't speak a language that we understand or can tell you how they feel, they are living things. I just had a conversation recently about how fish are absolutely animals, and people think that they are not, that they don't consider fish meat meat, which I don't understand. Okay, let's free the animals from their cages. Release suggests a setting loose from confinement, restraint, or a state of pressure or tension, often without implication of permanent liberation. So that's the difference between free and release, is that free is more about a permanent thing, and release is maybe not so permanent. There's no specificness about that. The example is released his anger on a punching bag. It was very good that he released his anger on a punching bag or maybe a pillow, but the anger might come back. You know, he might have to release the anger again. When you release the animals from their cages, I think that kind of means the same thing as free them. But specifically release. It's maybe not so permanent thing. Release. Oh, I just watched that movie. I'm not going to say which one. And there was a very angry person. And he released his anger on the city of, I guess it would have been D.C., Washington, D.C. Okay, now we have liberate stresses particularly the resulting state of liberty, as in liberated their country from the tyrant. That is what we are going through right now. We don't like, can he be called a tyrant? I don't know. Just about a week ago was the No Kings protest, and I think it would have been more appropriate to be the No Dictator protest, because he's really trying to be a dictator, and this dictator, I think, has a tater dick. Emancipate implies the liberation of a person from subjection or domination, as in, labor-saving devices emancipated us from household drudgery. Sorry, got a little yawning going on. I guess that means I need to have another sip of the coffee. Just think about that example sentence for a second. Labor-saving devices emancipated us from household drudgery. Well, emancipate, I think, is better used in situations where humans are the ones who are being emancipated, because they are in subjection, they are being dominated in some way. But the example that they gave us was about kitchen appliances, that we have to do the household drudgery. Because you're human, you got to do those things. The dishes, cooking food, all those, whatever. I got to do laundry when I get home. I probably have 2 to 4 loads of laundry to do when I get home from work today. Because I had so many clothes that I took on my trip. So the devices in the household save us from doing labor. They are emancipating us from the domination of household drudgery. Thank you, household appliances. Also, thank you, you know, Lincoln and stuff, for getting rid of slavery as much as you could. Manumit, no, it would be manumit, implies emancipation from slavery, specifically slavery, as in the document manumitted the slaves. Why have I not heard of this word in relation to releasing the slaves from slavery? We had the Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipate is right there. What could we not have the what would the word be? Manumission? I don't know how. Maybe they were like, we really want to use the word manumit because it's more accurate than emancipate, but emancipate just works better with the alliteration of the phrase, the Emancipation Proclamation. So they just use that instead. Manumit. Okay, now, I guess I need to make a sound effect. I don't know. I didn't do one in the last episode because there was just one word, which I recorded about 2 weeks ago. So I guess I'll go, wee, because that is the sound that the animals make and other people make when they are free to go into the wild. My podcast, when I release it in the wild, will go, wee. Now, the third form of free is an adverb from 1559. Number one, in a free manner. Number two, without charge. This is the kind of free stuff that we like. We don't want to pay money for anything. We want it free. But then you get what you pay for. Like this podcast. It's free. So it's fine. It's fine. Okay. Number three, with the wind more than 6 points from dead ahead. And I do vaguely remember there was some sort of definition, must have been with the word free, about the wind and stuff. Can't remember. So the example is sailing free. The wind is with the wind more than 6 points from dead ahead. So you're sailing free because you're using the sail. I don't know. Sailing free. Let's go. Free sailing. Whee! Free agent. Two words. Noun from 1955. A professional athlete, as a baseball player, who is free to negotiate a contract with any team. They can go wherever they want. They are free. They're not stuck. I don't know the difference. I guess if you've signed a contract with a team, then you are not a free agent. You got a contract for 27 years. You have to play with us for that many years, no matter how old you get or injured you get. And we're going to give you $10 per game. No, that's cool. I think I'll be a free agent. Free agency is a noun. Whee! That's what the baseball players say when they're out of their contract. Whee! Free alongside ship. That is the next entry. It's three words. Adverb or adjective from 1888. With delivery at the side of the ship, free of charges, and the buyer's liability then beginning. Free alongside ship. So, free delivery at the side of the ship, free of charges, and the buyer's liability then beginning. So, are we literally talking about something being delivered to a ship, but the buyer doesn't have to pay charges because maybe they were in international waters? Oh. And then the buyer's liability begins at that moment because now they got it. Now they got the thing. I don't know. I don't understand this one. It's very old. I don't know if we're using this anymore. Free alongside ship. That is what it is. Huh. Okay. Whee! Free and easy. Three words. Adjective from 1699. Number one, marked by informality and lack of constraint, as in the free and easy open-air life of the plains. And that is a quote from Alan Murray. In the plains, when you live in the plains, you are living free and easy. Because it's so easy and everything is free. Because there's no stores, and that's it. Informality and lack of constraint. Oh, I love the free and easy life. I don't want to be formal. I don't want any constraints. Everybody wants the free and easy life. Maybe not in the plains. I don't know if I want to live in the plains necessarily. It depends. You know, are we talking about the plains of the U.S. in a town? It's a little flat. I don't know. I live in a flat place, basically. I think some bumpiness in the terrain would be nice.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Number two, not observant of strict demands, as in, too free and easy in accepting political contributions. They were just taking all of the money from everybody who contributed. Not observant of strict demands. Trying to like put this into a form that I can understand a little bit. Too free and easy. That's T-O-O. Too free and easy in accepting political contributions. You just want all the money. And you are not observant of strict demands. Yeah, we're going to move on to the other forms. Free and easiness is a noun with hyphens. And free and easy is an adverb. Living that free and easy life. I'm just chilling in the plains. Living so free and easy. Take off my chains. Whee! Free association. Two words, noun from 1899. Number 1A, the expression, as by speaking or writing, so that is how you are expressing the stuff, the expression of the content of consciousness without censorship as an aid in the gaining access to unconscious processes, especially in psychoanalysis. This is not censoring what your brain is thinking when you are writing or speaking or writing. You know, I know a lot of people who just do like free association journals, free association poems, free association talking. I mean, that is kind of what I do here on this podcast. I probably do censor myself at times, but not a lot. And so I just sort of say whatever comes to the top of the head. And sometimes it's friggin' brilliant. And sometimes it's pretty stupid. But that's why you love it. But in this context, we're mostly talking about psychoanalysis. You know, was Freud doing this stuff? He would say, just write and speak whatever you say. Don't censor yourself. Just let it all out. And then we're going to see what happens. And we're going to psychoanalyze you. And we're going to say it comes down to sex, probably. 1B. The reporting of the first thought that comes to mind in response to a given stimulus as a word. So I guess, the stimulus would be the word. Hey, what do you think of? Oh, this would be a fun experiment. Feel free to, chime in. Email me. It's going to be very delayed. But, you know, when I say a word, what's the first word that you think of? And that word shall be sugar. What do you think of when you think of the word sugar? What's the first word that comes to your mind? For me, I think it was salt. Because, you know, it's an easy opposite. My brain doesn't go to very many places that are, like, too strange. You know, I think I'm very just normal in that way. You say dog, I think cat. You think red, I think black. Yeah. Okay. but free association. It's a good, I'm practicing. I'm trying to be better at this. Number two, an idea or image elicited by free association. So when you are doing the free association, what is the image or idea that you think of? That would be the free association, I guess. Number three, a method using free association. So free associate, associate, that's hyphenated. That is an intransitive verb. Free associative, also with a hyphen, is an adjective. And I think this is such an interesting thing that I think more of us probably need to practice with it. We need to do more of this. Just free association. Just move. Just think. Just say. Just write. Just do whatever. It doesn't matter because we're all going to die and you might as well have some fun. So I'm trying to let out the free association in this podcast. And that's it. Nowhere else. Just here. Yeah. Freebase is next. First form, F-R-E-E-B-A-S-E. This is a verb from 1980. We're getting there. We're going there. It's an intransitive. The first one's intransitive. To prepare or use freebase cocaine. And I have heard this used in the world of drugs and never understood what it meant, and I still don't. But now we have transitive. To prepare or use as freebase, and the thing that you are using or preparing would be probably cocaine, I guess. But I don't know what's the other option? There's freebasing, and is there something else that's different, and why are we calling it? They don't explain it, but freebaser is a noun, but we do have more information because now we have the second form of freebase, which is a noun from 1980, and this is one long definition. So now we shall understand what's this freebase with cocaine thing? It is a purified solid form of cocaine, as crack, that is obtained by treating the powdered hydrochloride of cocaine with an alkaloid base, as sodium bicarbonate, and that can be smoked or heated to produce vapors for inhalation. But specifically, a form derived from treatment of the hydrochloride of cocaine with ammonia or similar alkaloid solution, followed by extraction with a solvent. And an example of the solvent would be ether. Well, I don't know how much that helped in my understanding. It was very scientific. So I guess the more pure form, pure/solid form of cocaine is crack, which is why you often hear crack cocaine used together. Typically, I guess cocaine is in powder form and people snort it, but crack is in this other kind of form that you can heat and inhale the vapors. But there's no etymology that says why it's freebase. So I don't know. Is it like just not using cocaine? I don't get it. We have to move on. We got to get away from this very adulty section to still adult. Whee! Free beach. Two words, noun from 1975. Wonder if there is some freebasing going on at the free beach. Why? Because it is a beach at which nudity is permitted. Yes, you can be nude on this free beach. No, it has nothing to do with paying to get on the beach, although I guess you could possibly pay to be on the beach. We allow nudity. We encourage nudity. Feel free to be free at this free beach. I have been to a free beach, but I did not let myself be free at the beach. That is not something that I feel comfortable doing. Maybe when I'm really old, because there was a lot of old people who were like, I'm going to be free today, I think. Nudity is permitted at the free beach. What's the tagline of the free beach? nudity. Whee! Next is freebie. You can spell it F-R-E-E-B-I-E or B-E-E. Noun from 1928. Something as a theater ticket. With given without charge. Something given without charge. It's a freebie. Now, I don't know if they necessarily needed to put in the example of a theater ticket because there are so many options of what could be a freebie. We're going to give you one just for free. We're not going to charge you anything. But then after that, you got to pay for all of them. So this is an alternative of the obsolete freebie spelled with a Y, which means gratis. A regular form of free. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's free. So we're going to call it a freebie. And do we not have... nope, we don't have the F-R-E-E-B-Y form here. So, but I love a freebie. You know, when you go to a place and you're tipping well, a bar or whatever, they might give you a little bit of a freebie. Hey, this one's on the house. Have it on me. It's okay. It's not gonna hurt my bank, but you're cool. So I'm gonna give you a freebie. You don't have to pay for this one, but you gotta pay for the next one. In fact, you gotta pay double. Whee! Free board, one word, B-O-A-R-D, noun from 1726. Number one, the distance between the waterline and the main deck or weather deck of a ship, or between the level of the water and the upper edge of the side of a small boat. And I have to itch my eyeball next to my eyeball. So this is dealing with boats and water. The distance between the waterline and the main deck or the weather deck of a ship, or between the level of the water and the upper edge of the side of a small boat. So it's basically how much distance is there between the edge of the boat and the water? That's the freeboard? I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with sailing free. Number two, the height above the recorded high water mark of a structure associated with the water. And an example of the structure would be a dam. Because the dam is holding the water back. Hold me back, dam. Hold me back. I'm about to go crazy on these people. Hold me back. The height above the recorded high water mark is the freeboard. Don't know why they call it a freeboard. There's no etymology. So what do we say in that situation? Everybody and kids, I say, wee. Free booter. I don't know what it is, but I like it. Free booter. Yeah, it's boot, like you're wearing boots. Noun from 1570. The synonyms are pirate and plunderer. Free boot is an intransitive verb. So a pirate, a plunderer is a free booter. The synonym, no, the etymology says it is by folk etymology of the Dutch word, why don't I know Dutch yet? Vrijbooter, from vrijboot, which means plunder. Okay, so this word, this Dutch word, is V-R-I-J-B-U-I-T-E-R. It's broken up into two sections. Vridge, I'm just going to say it in my English way, but I know that that's not how the Dutch people say it. Vridge, V-R-I-J, means free, and boot, B-U-I-T, means booty. You got to go get the booty. I got to go get the booty from under the X on the beach. I've been following the map for ages just to find this booty. And it's going to be free. But why free? Free, free. The booty is free. I'm going to go be a free booter. Whee! Freeborn is next. One word, adjective from the 13th century. Number one, not born in vassalage or slavery. And I don't totally understand vassalage, but I think it is close enough to slavery that we can understand it. If you are not born into slavery, you are freeborn. There was probably one person. Do we even know who this would have been? The first person after slavery was abolished in the States who was freeborn. Who? I wonder what that situation was like. Oh, they don't even know how good they got it, although they probably did not have it good. Number two, of relating to or befitting one that is freeborn. Oh. Relating to one that is freeborn, befitting one that is freeborn. Oh, that's good for a freeborn person, but not so good for somebody else. Well, I guess I was freeborn. Most people in America were freeborn. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to get into this conversation about this stuff. Yeah. But, you know, it's good to be freeborn, not born into slavery. We should have more people who are freeborn. And then they can say, wee, when they're being born. Wee! Next is free climb, two words with a hyphen. This is a verb from 1969, starting with transitive. To climb without using aids for support. And what might you be climbing? A rock face. The face of a rock. A cliff. Free climbing without stuff to stop you from falling. And this scares the pants out of me. And I shall never do any free climbing. There is that documentary called, is it just called Free? I think I mentioned that before, maybe, possibly. And it's nerve-wracking, but I should probably watch it. Intransitive is to free climb something. I'm going to go free climb that rock face because I'm feeling fancy. Fancy free, free and easy today. Free climber is a noun. All right, one more word. It's free diver, two words, noun from 1953. One who engages in skin diving. Isn't there a better term? I mean, so what, you're diving into the water without any wetsuit? You're just free diving? Do you not have any apparati to help you to breathe? You're just holding your breath? I mean, I guess maybe in the S's, in this later in this book, there will be skin diving. But I feel like free diving is more common term, maybe, possibly. I don't know. I'm going to, at the free beach, when I'm not wearing any clothes, maybe I will go do some free diving, a.k.a. skin diving, a.k.a. diving in my skin. Free diving is a noun. Don't think I've ever done any of these things. All right. So, let's pick a word of the episode. We had today free agent, free alongside ship, free and easy, free association, free base, free beach, freebie, free board, free booter, free born, free climb, free diver. The word free sounds really weird. So which one is the word of the episode? Which one do you think should be the word of the episode? What is your opinion on that matter? I don't know. Let's just pick free beach because that seems fun. We're going to the free beach. We're taking off all of our clothes. We're going to the free beach. This Spencer is not so good with rhyming sometimes. It's fun. It's to try it. I just thought of one that is going to be weird. We're going to the free beach. I'm going with my bros. I don't want to go with my bros to the free beach. No, that does not sound fun. All right. That is enough of that. But what we don't have enough of is movies. I shall tell you about a movie because, oh yes, I have watched some movies since last we talked. I watched 4 movies on the way to Europe, and I watched 5 movies on the way back from Europe. And let's see, did I update my list? I didn't fully update it, but I partially updated it. Right before I left town for work, we watched, Sharon and I watched a very adult movie. Maybe some of these people in this movie would like to go to a free beach. It's the movie Short Bus. And it almost feels like a documentary. I don't think I talked about this. If I did, I shall talk about another one. But it's incredibly adult. Lots of sex. I think all the people were just real people in that world in, I think, New York, post 9/11. But let's talk about another one for sure, so you get a new one here. On the plane, I watched Death of a Unicorn. And this was a quite funny, often silly, sort of scary movie, I guess, about unicorns and people. And the unicorns are very angry at the people. And it's just a fun movie dealing with unicorns. And I don't know. I mean, it's got a great friggin' cast. So yeah, you should watch Death of a Unicorn. All right. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Please go share it. Subscribe, download, like, do all the stuff. Please and thank you. Write a review. Join the Patreon for $1 a month to get early episodes. And I think that's it. Maybe? Okay, sure, fine. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.